Rebbe of last time, the Rebbe of Shalom is of Makim Bepadish, right? Makim Bepadish. Now, we said last time again, I want to make a small recap. Does the Olam understand what Makim Bepadish means?
No.
Right. It means to complete something. So very, very quickly.
If you're perfecting it, beautiful, perfecting it, like the suit, right? The suit, you have that little piece of thing that comes in to pull out, chayiv misa, right? But you can use it without it. That's beautiful, that's what it's perfecting it, right? That's the gemara. Like, you only be able to use the suit to begin it, right? Because it might come for you to take it out. Oh, you pay back me. Like if you add air to the tires on a bicycle.
I think air to the tires of a bicycle, we said last time, is a problem, except maybe a beach ball, which we give you more makels. Sorry. A beach ball, we give you makel, but we said, Nula Lachas, Rabbi Satana, are you allowed to blow up a balloon? Yes.
Can we fall?
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yeah. No, Matis, allowed to blow up a balloon?
No.
Why not?
Because you're
not. Make a knot. Because most people in the blow of a balloon is they tie a knot. Right? You can't come home and tell me, I'm different. I'm not going to tie a knot. That's a bit
schmear. Well, that's a bit
schmear.
I'm
going to
have a balloon around the room.
Again, be tied up after, same idea.
That's
it,
filling it up.
I mean, you never tie it. That would be much.
Let's say you're blowing it just to, like, so it can fly all over the room.
That's what you said. Beautiful. That's unbelievable. I said that would be much, I think. Right?
No. That would be much.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that's what
you think. He just wants to fight with you.
No, tell me why.
I'm telling you why.
Because you might come to blow it up all the way.
Exactly, you might come to fire.
You might come to fire.
No, but nobody comes there. Mr. Fletcher, with us today.
A balloon to die.
Don't have a balloon to tie.
Okay. Not sure, unless...
Now, let's continue.
Because of the roof.
But with the fuzz blow, right? The link.
Did you ask Rabbi Orbach about the roof when pushing it?
I asked him last week about Orbach with the roof.
Yeah.
No! Throw him off the cliff! No! I asked him, I had one of these scenes, by Rabbi Orbach. Then I don't believe me, I can come, you come with me tonight.
I believe.
I had one of these scenes like this. I said, no, Rabbi Orbach, what are you tying me like this? And I started jumping up the ceiling. And he said, no, it's a matter of us. Why? Because you are being mavata on the room.
I'll explain what you said.
He told me it's awesome. Okay, what's with the lint? You have lint on your suit. You have to remove
it.
Yes.
Why?
We did it last time. Yes, it is.
No. Oh,
it's
not
part of your suit.
Because ain't in the string inside there. Awesome. Or the hole. What's with the hole? What you said? No, it has to open up the hole.
That's
so
right.
What's with the pocket?
What's with the pocket?
You know what shoelaces are. If your shoelace fits and you put another one, the Mishnah Berurah says we have a right to kill you. Yeah. Because that's a chiyuv on Makim Bepadish, right?
The Mishnah Berurah says it's a mitzvah to kill you.
Why is that mitzvah to kill this guy? I'll tell you why. You know why? Because you're taking away his suffering in the next world and you're giving him his suffering in this world. That's the answer for that.
I'll kill everybody.
What's that? Why not? Let's continue. I want to bring out your story in Makim Bepadish, which is very negayah. Are you allowed to wash up plates? Yes.
Yes, you're allowed to.
Why?
Because.
Why is it mutter? I'm asking a kasha. Why is it mutter to wash a plate?
Because the normal.
I would have said the plate is ruined. And by me,
it's like a window. It's like a window. You're wiping the fog off the window to see the sign behind the window. Remember?
It depends. If you do it every single time right after you eat, it's a normality.
Now, let me say again, this is your second microphone, Mr. Fletcher. We miss you so much.
I'm not.
Now, on my side, what's the reason why you're allowed to wash up a plate? We do not look at this plate as ruined with the food on. We look at it as a plate with food. Therefore, when I clean the food off the plate, it doesn't look like I fixed the plate. The plate was fixed already, right? We gave an example last time, right? With the thermometer, right? Everyone remembers. Are you allowed to shake down that thermometer with the mercury, make it a bad mitzvah? Why? Because it's not a broken piece. That's the way of using it, I'm sorry. That's the way of using it. If the way of using it does that, that's not called a fix the kli. Now, but let's understand. You buy a pair of socks. And this pair of socks has a little tag attached to them to make them stick together. So right. What are you tied up? What's your answer?
Motor.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Oh!
Okay.
We can be high scared of this.
Please about this or charge group by charge.
That's mutsa. My boy said, no, I have a pair of socks tied together in a tag.
Brand new,
and I want to rip them apart to now use the socks. Is it Makaba Patish or is it not Makaba
Patish?
Why not? I need a smaller.
What
do you say?
That's
the living
remote. There's something which is holding you back from using it. Ooh. You're not protecting the actual item.
Smog Hashem!
It's a gas on its back. It's a gas on its back. It's a cabinet.
Unbelievable.
You throw it on the cabinet. Take it out.
Yeah, but you take them out, right? There's this masking. You have a pair of socks, and this pair of socks is better than usable. It's not broken. It happens to be for selling purposes. They put the tag there. That doesn't make the socks bad. They made it when they opened it.
See, I take off the thing on top.
Sing the plate, right? I give you a plate, a dirty plate. Can you use it? Of course you can't use it. But it's a plate.
I take a tag off. About the sleeve, the tag on the sleeve.
And it's really happily done on. No, it's very
poor. Okay, what about America? They take it off.
What about America? That might be more Makaba Patish because they're stuff on the factory that way.
It's not.
It is.
People use it like that.
No, they do it from the factory.
But people would use it.
I don't think that's what. Let me get back to that. Masters is masking to me.
Why masters? Because it's always nice. You're perfecting the suit.
Mr. Fletcher!
It's really nice.
How are you?
Oh,
you should come sit over here. Come sit on this side. This is the American side. That looks like the English side over there.
The world.
Okay, let's continue. Rabbi, Mr. Rack, I'm asking you the following shayla. You buy yourself a brand new shirt, and in the shirt there is pins. Hello?
Same answer.
No, Rabbi, are you allowed to remove the pins?
Same answer.
No.
Why?
Yes!
No! Pins will work later! No!
Same answer as the start!
Are you allowed to remove the pins in the shirt?
A little bit different, because you can't wear the shirt that way.
You can't wear the shirt!
You can! Your feet will get stuck together! You can't wear the shirt!
Same answer!
What's that? A little bit different. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit worse.
No, what are you talking about? What? I'll shoot the shayla! Mr. Wright! Mr. Wright, the Manchester will be answering the shayla, yes!
It's
mutter. Do 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 do. Too late. What?
Same thing as
I think it's mutter. Like the head
over
here. Why? So don't move in. Take it out.
What?
That's what he said. That's what you said. Oh, Hashem, what happened to Mr. Light over here? Come on, let me go back to it. Oh, Hashem. Let me go back to it. Okay. Yeah. You have a nail in your shoe. Are you allowed to remove the nail from the shoe?
Yes.
Well, yes.
No. That might be a problem.
Anyone?
There's a
in the shoe over here.
You can't walk in it.
There's a problem in the shoe.
You can't walk in it.
A problem.
Where's the nail? It comes through the bottom of the sole.
Not big nail. You only big nail.
It goes through the bottom of the sole.
No, it doesn't go through my foot. It's a serious nail.
No.
I think that's osha. I'm not kidding you guys. I think that's osha. But I have a question.
No, it's a pebble. It's stuck in the bottom of the
sole. I have a pebble.
You have to take it out.
Little thumbtack. You know this little
thumbtack.
Thumbtack. You have to take them out.
Yeah.
Oh, masking. I think that's also mutter. How about you have a bit of blue tack? You know, the
what's it called? Take it out.
The blue stuff? What's it called?
Gum.
Gum?
Gum you're not allowed to take out.
On the walls, they're rushing like, it's been there a cowgum.
No.
That's
not a
cowgum. But now I think I have a soup gum.
Sure, what else? I don't think it's such a problem. Okay, but
separating. Because gum was...
Why are you separating?
The better the way.
I suppose
I'm American,
they
come
in here with a
sit. Yeah, just because you guys are there,
doesn't
mean you can't participate.
Space
in.
Unbelievable.
I
ate some
hunger.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm going like
a clown. Now, listen, so this is the clown in Makaba Patish. The clown in Makaba Patish means that when you have something that there's a problem with the item, there's a problem with the item, and you are fixing it up. This is Makaba Patish. Okay. Let us continue, my boy's side.
Not even if there's a problem with it. It doesn't have to be the problem.
Finished, but you're
if you're taking it to a new level,
right.
It doesn't have to be bad.
So true of a key, you're saying, right? Come on over there.
No, I play a suit. If you're opening the
pocket.
Something.
Yeah, but that's the pocket. I couldn't use the pocket.
Okay, the string. The string.
There's a problem with the suit because it's not finished all the strings for the factory. Okay, okay, so let's continue.
That's not, but right, I have a little problem. When I have a suit that like it's sticking out of the thing, I would take it out and try it.
Okay, well then we'll take you.
But that's the point.
We don't make young savers. Okay, I'm going to say, next China.
First of all,
but Moise said, this China is a very...
What's guy folks?
I've been out of it. 10 years. I have a China for the item. If you have a clock that is stopped, are you allowed to wind up the clock on Shabbat?
Sir! Why? Completely off, sir. Because I know.
Not true, we don't
want.
I have a clock, it's stopped.
Wind up watch. Not automatic.
You're fixing it.
It's broken. Yes.
It's not functioning.
Somebody help me.
English people are stupid.
Completely dumb.
We wind that one.
Because I was making some of
it over this month. Okay, well, right side.
Like the rabbi.
Listen to this. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Ches, says that if anybody winds up a clock that's broken, that's an Isser Min HaTorah, because it is a broken piece of God.
I got it automatic.
And now, we'll get to it.
Why you not put an automatic inside the box?
We'll get to it. Is this clear? If you have a watch or a clock that is broken, and you wind it up on Shabbos, it's an Isser Min HaTorah. How about the next Shaila? How about you have a watch or a clock that's working? No, but the problem is, I want to wind it a little bit more, so it should work a little bit longer. What was that, Tainer?
Mazalach.
I'll tell you why. If it goes the whole Shabbos either way,
right.
Then it doesn't make a difference what you're doing.
I'm giving it more kaya. I'm giving this
and word. But you're not.
Let me fix them. The Chazan Ish said that when you take a watch that's broken and you wind it up, what are you over on? Hello?
Talk about this.
No!
Spider!
You built the watch! It's a piece of garbage metal!
But you're not building it! You're not making marijuana here!
You have built the watch!
You're not!
Because it was a piece of garbage metal, and now you're giving it life!
No!
Why did I wear expensive watches broken or Shabbos?
You can ask a goat to wind up my watch for me. This Avad, if it's broken, it's awesome.
I heard it's
still working, and I want to make it work more.
I heard after the
Sukkah mitzvah, I can be nakal.
My mother told me after the 67 war, people used to just hold up their hands, and the Arab would run across the street on Shabbos and wind up their watch.
Nice, is?
Yeah, just told her they were so scared that.
Tell me it was going still, that's why. Because I thought if it was stopped, then you're
I said well, that! If it's going, you're allowed to.
I only asked to go to the Tzurich Minister, not stop, the Tzurich Minister.
That I don't understand.
The whole time!
That I really don't understand.
The black shirt and the white!
I really don't understand.
Ah. It's Rabbi Eliyahu from Meir Shorim.
that if you take a battery watch,
he moved out, but he moved to.
Really?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. No, but this isn't about the newspaper. Yeah. There's the one thing that's on the newspaper, except for maybe the price. That's about it. Nothing else.
Yeah, not the price is true. You got it from cheaper. Okay, wait, so let's continue.
No.
Wait, you guys don't believe in what the paper says.
Nothing. Nothing. You heard the new thing? By the way, you heard the new thing? Donald Trump said on 5 News today, I'm seriously considering voting. I'm seriously considering running for president.
I would vote for him before Obama. He knows how to run his money.
Straight up.
Okay, and his daughter's Jewish.
She's Jewish or she's not? She converted just to get married. She's not Jewish.
Well, but she's Jewish.
No.
Now, Mesa,
you're very, you don't keep the rest of us, you're not Jewish.
Guys,
you can tell your... Now, Mesa, listen to this. I have a watch, Mesa, this watch. Mesa, Joya, I have this watch over here.
What type of watch? Depends.
Very good. Now, Mesa, I sent you there for a reason, yeah? Now, Mesa, I have a Mesa, Joya, Mesa, a terrible Mesa. Mr. Reich! They were talking to you today. You missed the English guys a little bit. They missed them a little bit. So when you get like... almost. On the English table. Now, an Avi came up to me once on a Shabbos afternoon, and he said to me, I have a kasha. Are you allowed to wear a watch that winds automatically when you move your hand?
Yes! It's the wiener.
No, it could be allowed to. There's enough time on the wife for it to go by itself the whole time.
Well, that's Shem Yudai. I'm a Kabbalah Kapoiskim. If the Mesa you're wearing it, and there's enough Koach inside there, then it will last to the end
of the day. So why? So why then on Shabbos? Because why? You're not going to get any extra power.
I'm not going to get any extra power. No. Because there you're doing a Mesa Papulab Yodayim. Over here, I'll move my hand. That's called Mumma. I'm going to have to move my hand.
If you don't know that, it's going to last.
Huh? That's not my problem.
And you can't say
that you're a Mishalei. I have no idea. I'm moving my
head. That's all very nice if you're wearing your watch from before Shabbos. Right, that's right.
But if you pick up the watch for the first time on Shabbos and then you start wearing it, then he says that's all right. Now, I don't know if I was masking to this, but he says it. And I think I'm going to say it's a You're picking up the watch for the first time.
What's the svar?
The svar is that they were doing something of pe'ula for the first time to make it look good. By saying when you're wearing it from after shabbat, you're just keeping it going and going and going. You never actually stopped and started. But when you pick it up for the first time.
Yeah, that never happens that way. You usually get dressed before shabbat.
Good, come on. Okay, everybody say. Next, everybody say. Now, you're allowed to set the time on a watch.
Yes.
Now, I have a question.
No. You're stopping it.
Bynum. Okay, I want...
Well, if the time is wrong?
No,
you're not allowed.
One time on a watch.
Not allowed.
Okay, so let's say, for example, it's a one that you don't put out, it doesn't stop. Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Yoel over here. Let me ask you a shayla over here. When you have a clock, that's the wrong time. Do you look at that watch as a broken watch?
Yes.
Or do you look at it as a watch just
Because if it stops it, it's about as awesome because it's stopping the time. It's about as awesome. But if it does not stop the time, it's about
as
awesome.
No,
he wants to say that the Kavachayim, says the minute you should end it, it's that way. But then there, I think the main thing is...
I don't think any Orthodox rabbis will be martyred.
What?
Because you're fixing your arch.
Fix it, but it's not broken.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever heard of Rabbi Orbach?
There's no time on it.
There's
no
time on Orbach.
What does it say?
He's an Orthodox.
To change the time of your arch?
He's an Orthodox rabbi.
He says to change it?
Yeah.
No. In those days they were different, the watches. They were different. They're all...
Okay,
the
next time.
Change what? Change
what?
You know what the wind-up toys are? When you wind up the cars and they go flying off?
Yeah, if it makes noise.
Do
it
side, go to us.
Why?
Tell me why. It's to Mr. Fletcher. Tell me.
How's it Muxa?
Muxa? Who's anything about Muxa?
So why would it be awesome?
Maka, the...
Why does everybody
make so much? It's dead, don't do anything. And I they be going like this, and they get woo! It's tired now.
What's Jack in the box?
Who's that?
You can switch the power in the machine. Switch the power. Press up and down.
Let's go.
Press up. No, up and down. That's right. Up. See, you switch the power.
It's a rabbi sign. Hello.
Pop down. Jack in
the box. It's Oscar, but it makes noise.
No, bro. No,
usually it makes noise.
Are you allowed to wind up the kids' toys?
No.
Yes, you're allowed to.
Are you allowed to wind up a watch that's broken?
Yeah.
It's different.
No.
It's different. It's not broken.
No. You're not allowed.
Listen to this.
When you have a watch, Mr. Fletcher, isn't it? It's beautiful numbers. When you have a watch and the watch is broken and you wind it up the watch, you have made the watch. If you buy one of these toys, yeah, and the toys go on and on and on and on, yeah? Is that called a broken toy or is that called a good toy? That's a broken toy. It's not made to go on and on. It's made to stop and then start. Stop and then start. If you have one of these wind up toys on Shabbos, there's no issue with chlo. It doesn't make a noise like what Matt said. But about there's no issue with Etzem. Why? It's not called being light into the toy. Because the toy is meant to be stopping and starting. A watch is not meant to stop.
Not necessarily.
Is it mutter if it makes noise?
If it makes noise, it's a mobile problem. There's about the Ashton Milsa, Ashmar's car, we're doing it next week, and we're getting into that. The shy is a noise.
So we buy most of these toys to make noise?
No, no, the cars just go flying off. That's not a little noise, it's not really a noise. No. It's like a music noise, and a chalami, that would be awesome. But one last one offer, a stopwatch.
Stopwatch.
No, they're not my
guitar.
Like the one on my watch.
That's okay, that's okay. No, what's with this? What's with the stop? Who's the man? I want to hear from you. But I want to hear from you!
Now I'm measuring things.
Speak up to yourself!
Now I'm measuring things. You're measuring time.
What's the gumbo? Why? Let me hear. Who? Give me a smoke. No, the next time Mr. Fletcher's going
to
give us.
Son, him. Son, him out the
window. That would be awesome. Wow.
I like that answer. The only thing you can say. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
what do you mean? No, no, no. I'm going to start it and stop it and start it.
No, no,
how
do you start it?
With a button.
Yeah. Start with yours.
Start with electric button.
Not electric.
So how does it buy the button?
It's mechanical.
Oh, it puts a thing in there.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Motor, water. Water. But first, I think it's motor.
What?
What? Why is it motor?
I used to play the cars, you know, you go back a couple of times and then you let it go.
It's like beautiful. You want to go? Beautiful.
No,
it's made to do that. Just like a toy.
For sure, motor. What's it called?
Just like a toy. It's made.
Everything's motor.
Just like a toy is made to stop and start.
What's
the name?
What's the
name? I hope motor and Shabbos. I'm scared. But I've done it, it's not made that way like a watch, and it's made to continue, and it's broken, and when you fix it after that, that will be Makkah Patish. Rabbi on Sunday, we must continue with a new Chelik of Makkah Patish, clapping hands and dancing on Shabbos.